Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live from Long Island, New York. Angelic Realms Radio is brought to you by the International Association of Angel Practitioners, also known as the IAAP, the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate and support spiritual practitioners. Learn more about the IAAP and how you can become a member by visiting us on the web at angelpractitioners.com. Today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers inspired by Edgar Cayce. Learn more about the ARE by visiting them on the web at edgarcaycenyc.org. Angelic Realms Radio is a live call-in show where we discuss topics on angelic communication, and energy healing, spiritual entrepreneurship, and much more. On today's show, we have a special guest from New York City, animal communicator and Reiki master, Julie Ulrich. If you would like to call in for a free mini reading or to ask a question about any of the topics we discuss, the number to call is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Remember, if you want us to answer your call live on air, you have to press number 1 on your dial pad. This will flag us on the switchboard. We do take the calls in the order that they are received, so don't hang up because you will lose your spot in the queue. You can also listen to the show live and chat with us in the chat room during the show. Just go to our show page, www.psychictalk.net/live. That's psychictalk.net/live. Okay, so now that you have all of that information, it's time to start the show. Joining me today from New York City is my fabulous co-host. She's an IAAP certified master angel practitioner and just a wonderful, lovely lady. Let's bring on the fabulous Sharona Rapsik. Hey, Sharona.
I hear you. Hello.
Okay. Sharona is coming in today from New York City, and I'm coming to you from Long Island, New York. And we're really not very far away from each other, but it seems like worlds apart because Long Island is such a different part of New York than the Big Apple, than Manhattan. It's a very different lifestyle, lots of different things going on. But we're all part of New York State, and we love our state, and we're happy to be New Yorkers. And Sharona is a new to our network, the Psychic Talk Network and Angelic Realms Radio Show. I've been doing Angelic Realms for, it was Angels Monday originally back about six, seven years ago, and we transitioned to Angelic Realms, and now I'm very happy to have Sharona as a host, and she has been doing a fabulous job working and practicing on the different shows, and today is her first live interview that she's going to conduct, and she has a fabulous guest planned for us. Sharona, do you want to tell folks about our guests and introduce our guests today?
I would love to. Our guest today, I am so excited, is Julie Ulrich, And she is an animal communicator as well as a Reiki master. And she offers intuitive readings and energy work for people and animals all over the world. And she's a certified intuitive soul level animal communicator, and she can connect you with your animals, whether they're living or crossed over. And she helps people get a deeper understanding of their animals and the wisdom that they have to offer us. So I'm just so thrilled to have this lady here. She's got such wonderful, wonderful energy. Welcome, Julie.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Sharona. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We're so excited to have you. You know, all the years I've been doing Angelic Realms Radio and Angels Monday Show, I have yet to have on an animal communicator. This is a first for me, too. I mean, I've done many interviews and had a lot of them are with my former students and things like that, but we also have the occasional special guest. And this is a first for me today, so I'm really, really excited to have you with us.
Oh, great. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know that there's a lot of people who are excited to hear from you today, too. We have a lot of callers. The switchboard is lighting up. So I just want to remind folks again of the call-in number. The call-in number today, if you'd like a chance to speak with our guest, Julie Ulrich, animal communicator. She will be taking your calls somewhere midway during the show for mini readings, or if you have another question you want to ask her. She's also a Reiki master. Okay, the number to call in is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And you have to remember to press number 1 on your dial pad if you want to be brought live on air. That will flag me on the switchboard. And I see we have a number of people already. And like I mentioned earlier, don't hang up once you do that, because we do take the calls in the order that they are received. Today, Sharona will be conducting the interview. I will be kind of now falling back behind the scenes. And I will come back in later when we're ready to go to calls. And I'll be trying to go over and screen some calls. So callers that are online, if you hear me pick up your call in the middle of the interview, it'll be on a private line, so no one else will hear you yet. We'll let you know when you're actually live on air when we bring you on to talk with Julie later. So that's how it'll work. Okay, folks, and now, Sharona, I turn it over to you.
Hi, Julie. I know you're so passionate about what you do. Can you tell me more about it?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally passionate about what I do. I'm for a few reasons. Overall, I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity to offer support to people with whatever's going on in their lives, wherever they need support, whether it's by relaying the messages their animals have for them or through energy work. Honestly, I just feel it's the best job in the world when you get to work with energy and connect in with animals. And specifically about animal communication, I'm passionate about it because I feel like there are a lot of people who maybe don't realize that our animals are always wanting to communicate with us and always wanting to have a deeper connection with us. And they always come from a place of unconditional love, and they have all this wisdom to share. So the fact that I get to be the kind of messenger between the animal and the human, kind of like bridging that gap to create a better understanding between people and their animals, that's really what I'm most passionate about.
Wow. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I believe that you communicate with our animals that are alive, but you can also connect us with animals that have passed over. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I do readings for both situations. If your animal is here with you, we can do a reading where I communicate with your animal. Or if your animal has crossed over, I can also do a reading. Our animals on the other side are always still very much with us. So it's definitely possible to still communicate with them.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, because I know, and I have several cats that I feel are always with me, and I'm glad to hear that that's true. Who is your dream client?
Oh, my dream client. For an animal communication reading, my dream client is someone who is really interested in deepening their relationship with their animal. So someone who really respects and really adores their animal and wants a meaningful connection with them. And also someone who's ready to do a bit of work on themselves too, because our animals are always loving to talk about how they're helping their humans, be happier and be more at peace. And so if the person I'm working with really takes the messages from their animals to heart, then that's like the best kind of client in the world.
Oh, that's wonderful. What types of animals? I know dogs and cats immediately come to mind, but what other types of animals do you work with?
It's possible to talk to any kind of animal. There are really no limits. And by the way, anyone can do it. Everybody has the ability to do it. Mostly my clients for the most part have cats and dogs, but I've done a lot of communicating with horses. It's possible to communicate to any animal if you have a rabbit or a snake or a lizard, or there are just no limits. You can talk to, they're all willing to talk.
Oh, that's beautiful. Do you have any success stories that you can tell us about?
One of my recent favorite things that had happened was I was doing a reading with a client who had recently lost her dog. Her dog had crossed over a few weeks before the reading, and the woman was very distraught and, very much grieving. And in the reading, she wanted me to ask her dog if her dog was okay on the other side. And just for everyone to know, your animals are always okay on the other side. They're always, always doing great. So I like to ask the animal the question because I feel like the animal might answer it in a unique way that's meaningful for the client. So I asked this dog to talk about how she was on the other side, and she showed me herself in a pink tutu, up on hind legs, spinning around. It was just this total picture of joy. And at the time I thought, well, what a great way for this animal to answer this woman's question. And so I described what I was seeing to her. And then a few days later, the client reached out to me and told me that she had just been on a walk and she ran into a woman who was walking her dog, and she was walking this dog wearing a tutu. And the dog was the same breed as the client's dog who was on the other side. It looked very much like her dog. And the woman asked my client if she would like to hold her dog. So my client picked her up and was holding this dog in a tutu, and she just felt like she felt this dog melting into her and all this love coming through. And she just knew that it was this message from her dog on the other side. It was a real confirmation for her to show her that, her dog is okay. Her dog still loves her. Her dog's still with her. And all this stuff is real. We can communicate with our animals and even animals on the other side. So that was one of my favorite things that happened recently.
Wow, that's incredible. What a wonderful gift to give to people. I know that you work with pets. I'm sure that you also work with do you work with wild animals or animals that are in the environment? It's so interesting, as I'm sitting here conducting this interview, a pigeon just flew onto my terrace. So I almost feel like the pigeon wants to give me a message.
That's totally possible. It's possible to communicate with all kinds of animals, even wild animals. In my experience, wild animals tend to come through with more like bigger picture information for kind of like a message for humankind. Whereas your own pet will come through with, you know, personal messages for you. But yeah, it's definitely possible to talk to every kind of animal. And it was funny the other day, I was sitting at my desk and I saw a balloon float by my window, and I'm up on the 24th floor of a building in the middle of Manhattan. And so that was very unusual. And when I saw the balloon fly by, I said to myself, wow, that's so crazy. I never even see birds fly by my window. And just as I said that to myself, two birds flew by my window. So I feel like animals always have a message for us. You know, the birds that flew by my window at that moment were saying, yeah, the craziest stuff can happen. Be open to it. You know, be open to the signs that are around you and the magic in your life. So, yeah, definitely all animals have a message for us, and it's so much fun to talk to them.
Oh, that's absolutely magical. As I said, the bird is still looking at me right now. Are you picking up any messages on your side? It's a pigeon, and he's actually turning his head from side to side, and I think he's on the radio podcast. Are you feeling anything?
Okay. So I just went to invite his energy in. He does seem super, super interested in what you're doing. So let me just see. There is a real feeling of, I want to be a part of this. This is a message that needs to get out there.
That's amazing. Well, I'm kind of showering him with love.
Well, now he's showing me he's spreading his wings. And he's coming through with this message of expanding our vision, opening our minds, opening ourselves up to the possibilities of what happens when you start communicating with animals, when you start listening to them and really trying to reach out and connect.
That's amazing. And what's amazing is he looked at me and then he kind of spread his wings and he took off. So He's going to be spreading your message across Manhattan. Maybe he's flying up uptown to your apartment. But he'll be at your window.
Probably. Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll tell you if he shows up.
That will be great. I always think of birds as being similar to angels. You know, I'm always picking up feathers on the street of Manhattan. Maria and I in our group, we work with angels. Do angels figure in your work too?
Yes, I love calling in the angels. I do that every time before I do an intuitive reading or before I do a Reiki session. It's part of my ritual where I call in all the archangels because I really feel like they're such a strong support system, support team to have around me and the client during the session. And I especially feel such a strong connection to Archangel Michael, who's such an amazing protector and always shows up with such just beautiful, strong, loving energy. So yeah, the angels are always, I always bring them in with my work.
That's fantastic. You know, a question that I often wonder, do animals have guardian angels?
I am not an expert in that. However, I have to believe they do. I've never actually asked an animal about that, but I have to believe they do. I see all animals as very angelic anyway. They operate at a higher vibration than we do. They're masters of unconditional love, so they're very angel-like to me. So it makes sense that they would always be connected with angels too.
That's really a beautiful thought when you say that animals are full of love and they vibrate at a higher frequency than we do. So in many ways, it sounds like they're kind of angels. You know, they're closer to God, I think, than we are. So it's just it just gives me a whole new respect for all of our animal bodies and all the animals out there. Are you getting any messages about? Are they telling us anything about the environment and Mother Earth? What are the animals saying there? Are they telling you anything? How can we support them?
Yeah, again, I don't. I mostly connect into people's pets, but once in a while, when I've connected into wild animals, they always come through with, you know, a very strong message of please respect the earth, respect your fellow species on the planet. Animals see the bigger picture, and they're always coming through with messages of respect and love and peace. And when I say they're operating at a higher vibration, you know, it's part of the reason is because they don't have all the human stuff that we carry around with us. So, like, they don't have the stress of meeting a deadline or, you know, trying to lose weight or all of those human things that drive us crazy. They kind of operate above that. So they don't have anything to block their connection with spirit and source. So that's why I see them as pretty angelic.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Now, when you do an animal reading, can you kind of tell our audience how you know, what is the session like?
Sure, yeah. I offer a 30-minute animal communication reading and a 45-minute animal communication reading, and I do them over the phone. And so what I do first is I connect into the person's energy, and I do a little mini reading of the person, and then I connect into their animal, and I tell them whatever messages are coming through, whatever the animal is showing me. And the person gets a chance to ask any questions that they have for their animal. And I tell them how their animal is answering those questions. And then once we're deep into the reading, I always like to talk to the animal about what they're helping their human with in this life. Because usually our animals are really eager to talk about how they can help their person be happier, be more at peace, be more connected. So that's pretty much everything that happens in a reading.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible. Now, I know that you do animal readings and communication. I know you also do Reiki. Can you tell our audience a little bit about your Reiki sessions that you do?
Sure. I offer in-person Reiki sessions here in New York City. And if you're not in New York City, I offer distance Reiki sessions. So that's when I send the healing energy from my location to your location, wherever you are. And I do that for people and animals. And one other thing I offer as a service is I also do soul level intuitive readings for people. So whether you have an animal or not, that reading is just for you. And so it's dedicated to you. And I like the person to come to the reading with a question or something where they're feeling stuck in life or conflicted. And what I do is I connect to the person's spirit guides, and they help me see what's blocking the person and how that person can move through that block and move forward to live their best life. So those are all the services that I offer.
That is absolutely fabulous. I'm sure, Maria, do you have any questions that you would like to ask Julie, or do we have any callers on the line? While we're waiting for Maria to come on, it's so interesting.
Hi, Sharona. I'm here. Behind. I was just busy screening calls while you were talking, so I couldn't hear everything that was going on. I was coming back and forth in, and then I just happened to click in and I heard you mention my name. Yes, I do have a question for Julie, okay, and we do have lots of callers on the line. I didn't get to all of them, but I did screen a good part of them, and we're going to go as quickly as we can. The calls will be mini readings, so, you know, just a couple minutes, you know, each person so that we can get to as many calls as possible today. And I would love, you know, to get things started and help Julie warm up by getting just a little information about my cats. I have two cats who are part of our family. They're my babies. And it's just my husband and I and our two cats, who we love dearly. And anything that you can tell me about them would be wonderful. I never had a pet psychic on the show before, and I don't do those type of readings, although I do know that I communicate telepathically with my animals. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Okay. Great. Maria, do you want to pick one of your cats and tell me the name and the gender?
Sure. Pat, let's go with my little Terra. Her name is Terra, T-E-R-R-A, like Earth, Terra. And she is a female. Yeah.
Female.
Yeah.
And alive, correct?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
I'm just inviting Terra's energy in. And she's coming in with her, you know how cats sometimes have their tails straight up with a little curl at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Very perky. And she's looking all around like she's coming through very confidently, but also with a lot of curiosity. So sometimes when I invite an animal in, when I bite their energy in, they want to check me out and check everything out first before they start talking. So
that sounds like her. That sounds like her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she have a message for me?
Do you have anything you want to ask her? Or do you want
I want to ask her. I often feel guilty that I keep her as an indoor cat. Both our cats are indoor cats. I feel that you know I can keep them safer and healthier that way, and that's what our vet advised us to do. And I just want to know if she's happy being an indoor cat. Sometimes, you know, when I look, she's got this wild streak in her. I see her looking at the window. She runs from window to window. It's, you know, after the birds, and she's very in tune to what's going on outside. Whereas our other cat, Titan, is more, is not as interested as what's going on outside the window. She is interested also, but not as much as Terra. And sometimes that's why I feel a little guilty about keeping Terra indoors. So I want to know if she's happy being indoors.
So as soon as you started asking the question, she showed me she was looking out the window, and it was like an open window with a screen. And there's definitely a feeling that comes through of, oh, I want to be out there, you know? But let me just ask her about how she feels about staying inside. So she definitely understands why you keep her inside. And she, you know, I'm getting this very loving feeling because you take such good care of her. And she is definitely grateful for that. So every time she keeps showing me her looking out the window, and I keep hearing the horizon, looking at the horizon, and she's coming through with this message for you, that she wants to encourage you to keep looking forward, keep looking out there, keep expanding your horizons, really is the message she's coming through with. To keep exploring new things. So often when you notice an animal doing a certain type of behavior, like in her case, it's looking out the window a lot. Sometimes they're actually trying to give you a message about you and your life. And that's what she's coming through with.
That's wonderful. And I try to, you know, I try to engage her and keep and play with her and keep have a lot of interaction with her, and so this way she, you know, she seems happy, you know, for the most part. She does seem happy, but
she's definitely, she's not coming through like, oh man, I can't believe she leaves me inside all the time, you know. No, she's definitely content. She's definitely content.
Great. That's wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much, Julie. I really appreciate that. And I know, let's get over to our callers now because they're very excited to talk to you. I have a couple of announcements to make, and we're going to go right to the calls, okay? And just so that you can start tuning in, the first call that we are going to be going to is Atricia from New Mexico, because she's been on hold the longest since the beginning of the show, and she has two pets she wants to talk to you about, Jackie, I think she said, and Rocky. Okay, so I'll give you a chance to tune into that while I give out some announcements. Okay. Coming up tomorrow on the Psychic Talk Radio Network is the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with host Katherine Hahn. You can catch the show every Monday live at 2 p.m. Eastern right here at psychictalk.net/live. And Katherine is continuing with her chakra series. And I believe she's going to be talking about the throat chakra tomorrow. That's Monday, tomorrow, live at 2 p.m. Eastern at psychictalk.net/live. And Sharona and I will be back in 2 weeks. We're on twice a month now on Sundays. You can join us again on Sunday, November 4th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern with another special guest, intuitive tarot counselor, Sylvia Chappell. And have you ever wanted to learn how to read angel, tarot, or oracle cards? Well, now is your chance to learn all three, and it really, really is affordable. It's amazingly affordable. It really is a truly unique 3-in-1 course that I put together, and I call it Mastering the Art of Angel, Oracle, and Tarot Card Reading. This course has never been priced this low before. It was recently selling for $197, and now, for a very limited time, it's just, listen to this, $67. $67. And this is my special for the fall. What makes my course unique? Well, here are some things of what you can expect to be included. Three types of card readings covered, angel, tarot, and oracle cards. Three styles of card readings covered, mundane, intuitive, and psychic. Plus, I'll give you tips for going pro. I also will include a free mini guidebook and some free guided meditations recorded by myself as well. And the option It comes also with the option to become certified via the IAAP, the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and much more. There's a lot more to it. All of this is just $67. There are audio files that you would download and listen to, and then there's live interaction with our Facebook group, and then you can always chat with me through Instant Messenger or email. And this is all included for $67. The certification, though, that is optional. That's another fee. If you want to continue on to be certified, that's another small fee of $44 to go through that process. And there's no guarantee people will be certified. They have to, you know, pass certain standards, and we have a test and things like that that are going on. But it is very doable, so don't let that scare you off. And either way, it's just a fabulous, unbelievable value at $67, three courses in one. So you want to find out more about that, just go to angelpracticioners.com and click on the Fall Sale tab. It's located right at the top of our homepage. Again, that's angelpracticioners.com. Sharona, do you have any announcements that you'd like to share before we go to calls?
No, I'm looking forward to going to the calls.
Okay, well, here we go. And we're going to begin with Tricia from New Mexico. So let's bring her on the line. Hi, Tricia. You're on the air at Angelic Realms Radio. I'll turn you over to Julie Ulrich, our animal communicator. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Do you have an animal you'd like me to connect with?
Yes, Jakku and Rocky, and I was wondering, and if Bobo comes through, I would like you to connect with any of them.
Okay, can you just pick one to start with?
I don't know. Bobo is standing right in front of me, so let's see what he's saying.
Bobo, and what kind of animal is Bobo?
He's a German Shepherd, black and brown around the mouth.
Okay. Male and alive, correct?
No, male and dead. Been gone.
Male
wow.
And crossed over. Bobo.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to invite in Bobo's energy. So he comes in. There's something very regal about him, holding his head high. But at the same time.
My God. Yes.
Yes. At the same time, he feels very. Sometimes I get, especially with dogs, once in a while they'll come through as like, I'm a very good boy, you know, very obedient. And that's how he's presenting himself right now. Okay, so let me just see if he wants to show me something here. He's showing me, so the scene I'm seeing is you're walking him on a leash and he's trotting next to you. And I don't know why he's showing me this, but he's following a butterfly.
Yeah,
really
that butterfly has been appealing to me, not in reality, but in my imagination. Like, this butterfly keeps popping up too. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay, so now, that's a validation that that's a sign from Bobo, if you keep seeing that, because that's what he came through with for me.
Right.
Do you have any question you want to ask him?
I don't know. I thought you could come through with some messages. Well, am I on my right path from his perspective?
Okay, so that's interesting that that's your question, because the picture he showed me was of you walking together, right? And it was very much this, he was very much equally next to you, whereas sometimes I see a dog will show me he's leading the person or he's a little behind the person. Bobo is very much equally next to you. So, and it, and also the feeling that was coming through was very much forward, forward, forward motion. So let me just see if he has anything else to say about your path. That he's right there with you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm getting, he's telling me definitely you're on the right path.
Okay.
And that, yeah, it's just, he's giving me this just really good feeling around it.
Yeah, I'm starting
and
to
that
feel
he's,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that he's right there with you, supporting you.
Yeah.
It's like
okay.
he feels like a very solid, solid support system for you.
For the whole, everybody in the neighborhood, this, he was like the one. If he was a human
Aww.
Being, he was the one. But I think he, yeah, for everybody, he was, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for calling. We'll put you on hold. You can continue
you
listening to
me.
The show. Angel blessings.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move ahead to the next caller. We have Terry from California. She has a dog who's living that she'd like a message from. Julie, do you need a moment to connect, and we'll have Sharona chat with Terry just for a minute?
Oh, sure, that's fine.
That's fine. Would you like to talk to Terry first and get her energy too, or before? How does it work better
if Sharona
for you?
Wants to go, fine. I can
okay.
Connect
right,
into Terry's energy while Sharona's talking.
Okay, Terry. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry.
Okay, well,
I'm getting a message from the angels for you, and it's funny. They're showing me. I know we're talking about a dog, but I'm seeing like a lion energy. And I'm also seeing like a lamb. So, you know, that kindness, I mean, I'm getting this message that you're a really kind person. You know how to be firm and yet gentle and just like kindness and compassion. And I'm also getting a message that, you're going to be starting something new, and you're going to be very happy. I think it might be, are you thinking of starting a new business or something that, or maybe just firing your bliss and your passion. But I'm getting a lot of green lights to go for it because you have so many gifts to give the world.
Thank
Is that resonating with you?
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. I do my best in trying to make myself a better person and make this a better planet for everybody and being loving and compassionate.
Well, you're doing it and getting the message to keep on doing it. You know, even find a way that you can incorporate that into some kind of, I don't like to use the word business, but some kind of endeavor where it's a gift to the world. You've been preparing for this a long time. And
yes.
It's almost like you're waking up to your greatness. And I keep seeing the lion and the lamb. I don't know whether it's working with animals yourself too. But you have a tremendous gift like Julie as far as being with animals and talking to them and healing them.
I love animals.
You know, that's funny that you say that, Sharona, too, because as you were talking, I was getting that Terry has a gift of clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. So I feel like she gets images in her mind's eye, you know, about a lot of things. And yeah. Okay, so Julie, are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just add that I think Sharona said something about preparing for something for a long time, and what I kept seeing was you on a stationary bike and plugging away, and this whole sense of preparation for something beautiful to come.
That makes me really happy. Really.
So what about your dog, Terry? You had a question about your dog, right?
I do. He's a beautiful bull mastiff. And I kind of inherited him. I just went through a divorce, and my husband left him with me. And I was hoping that Bruno felt comfortable with the choice, that he stayed with me.
Okay, so this is Bruno, male dog, alive, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to invite his energy in.
And we very much connect.
He feels like he has kind of like a slow, steady energy, like he's not in a hurry. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let me ask him about your situation. Yeah. Wow. He's showing me the real connection you two have right now. The way it's coming through is like joined at the hip. Like I'm seeing him right next to you, and I'm hearing joined at the hip. He's telling me this is the way it was supposed to go. He's got stuff to work on with you.
Okay.
You have things to experience together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting this really solid feeling of like, this is right. This situation is right.
It's interesting that you say that, because I had got that he was supposed to be with me. Ultimately, he was owned by someone else previous, and they didn't want him, and they gave him to my husband, and then I inherited him through my marriage. But I got that we were supposed to be together. Him and I were meant to be.
When you just said that path that he took to get to you, I got chills from my head to my toes. You're right on. You're absolutely right on that you're meant to be together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's okay with it. It was when my husband was moving out, he showed a lot of he was very uncomfortable, and he kept pacing, and he was nervous, and he wouldn't leave my side. And I think that he was thinking he was going to have to go, and I kept comforting him, telling him that it was him and I, and we would be together, and we would be fine. And then he seemed to settle down.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense, because did you say he started doing that when your husband moved out?
Yeah, when he was in the process, when he was moving and packing the truck.
Okay, so, and Bruno might have also been picking up on emotions that you were having as well. And as soon as you calmed down and, you know, told him, no, it's okay, we're going to be together, it's fine. Like your state of being is calming down, and that's, you know, he's reflecting that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just
want to be fine. Happy. You guys are going to be fine.
This is really, I really, really am enjoying listening to this. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how, you know, you can pick up on anything with cards as well, too. And as you were talking, you know, I was thinking, I don't do pet readings. This is Maria Moss. I mean, I typically, you know, I do readings for people. I don't, you know, if their pets come through, they come through, but it's not something I set out to do. But as you were talking, I pulled a tarot card, just one, just to see what would come up, and I got the Strength card. And anybody that's familiar with tarot knows that that's the major arcana, number 8, and it shows the woman taming the lion. And, you know, it's just so appropriate, because then you said the dog is a mastiff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a very big dog, right? Like, really big.
Yeah, he's right.
So I get the feeling,
yeah,
you know, from this, like, he's a gentle giant, you know, and that,
oh, yeah,
you know, being with you has made him more so that way. Like your loving energy coming through to him, it's just made him ever so much more loving and gentle. And I'm getting the gentle giant, you know. And that just goes to show you, folks, how, you know, how energy comes through regardless, whether it's animals, whether it's people, whether they're living, whether they're deceased. Energy is energy. And, you know, you can tune in to these things any kind of way, you know. Some people do it with cards. Some people do it with crystals. Some people just do it, you know, just with focusing their mental energy and their thoughts and tune in that way. You know, it's amazing. What were you going to say, Terry?
You know, you probably will laugh, but every day, every morning, when I ground myself and I protect myself, I visually do it for him as well. So,
I think it's working. It's definitely working. All right. This is really a great conversation. We want to continue, though, and take a couple more calls. All right.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to thank you so much for calling today. I'll put you back on hold. You can continue listening, Terry. Angel blessings.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye. Okay. We're going to go to another call, Julie. I have a Vernell from Virginia, and she has a question about a deceased pet. Do you want to just go right to the call, or would you like Sharona to get started for you and give you a chance to tune in? How do you want to do it?
It doesn't matter to me. Sharona, what do you want to do?
Because we just said we're getting late into the show. That's why I'm asking.
Why don't you start? You can start, Julie.
Okay. All righty, let's try to just take the calls for the pets now. Okay. Hi, Vernell. You are on the air with Julie Ulrich. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you all for taking my call. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Just taking one day at a time. last month, I suddenly discovered that one of my cats was sick. I still have her sister. Her name was the cat that had I had to put her to sleep, and her name was Lulu. And like I said, I have her sister Lucy, and I really miss her so much. And sometimes I be picturing in my mind about, you know, her coming back as another cat, sniffing around the neighborhood until she gets to my door, and then, you know, she knows where she is, and then I could tell it's her, and then she comes in. I don't know if that's a crazy thought or not, but I just
and
her
you
so
said
much.
Her name was you said her name was Mumu.
Yes, Lulu.
Could you spell that for me?
It's just L-U-L-U.
Oh, Lulu. Okay. Okay,
yes.
So let me, I'm going to invite in Lulu's energy. She comes in as a big presence. She looks to me like she's pretty plump. I don't know if she was when you had her.
No, she was kind of slender, her and her sister.
She's slender. Okay, so then that means she's coming through with information about her personality. She seems to be very, she feels very confident. She feels like you know her presence. When she has a presence when she's in the room with you. Let me just see what she wants to show me. She's showing me that she's watching over you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming through with a real comforting energy towards you because she knows how much you miss her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's showing me like she's literally right there with you. Like I see her at your shoulder. And I know you said you have like a vision of her coming back to you, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me just I feel like that's you actually feeling how close she is to you. You're still feeling her energy that's with you. And that's the way you're interpreting it, as like seeing it as a cat coming to your door. But it's really her energetic presence around you. Yeah, she keeps coming through with this presence that you can't deny. So I think that's why you're feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a specific question you want to ask her?
I was wondering if she's gonna maybe come back as another cat soon.
Okay, so let me specifically ask her about that. No, she really keeps showing me that it's her, right? I know she's on the other side, but her energy is right there with you. I don't see it as necessarily coming back as another cat in physical form. I feel like she's really showing me my energy is right there with you. and a lot of times, like in my experience, whenever someone asks me to ask an animal about, are they going to come back as another animal in this life? They usually don't show me that, but they show me them coming to you in other lifetimes. So in previous lifetimes or future lifetimes. But this cat is making me feel like I don't have to come back in physical form because I'm so right there with you.
Okay.
So you can still, feel like you can talk to her as if she were still in physical form because she's so right there with you.
Okay, and there's no way that, I mean, I guess you don't know if they change their minds and decide later to come back as another animal, another cat maybe.
I've never had an animal tell me that they change their mind. So when an animal crosses over, everything they've ever told me is that they plan out how they cross over and when they cross over. And it's like the next step in their journey for them. And and they're just as much with you on the other side.
Yeah,
so I know, I know where you're coming from with, I just want her to come back in physical form.
Because
it's the hardest thing ever to lose an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really, we're going to say some prayers, send some healing energy to Vernell to give her comfort with this. And Vernell, I just have to ask you this. This is Maria Maas. Who has the issue or had an issue with their back? Who had the problems with the back, with their back?
I have.
Okay. Because that's the, I feel like what's coming through today from the angels is they want to send you loving energy and they want to help you with healing with your back issues. And I believe that, you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. And sometimes when people have a lot going on, especially if we have financial issues, it can give us a lot of back pain, especially in the lower back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like your pet and the angels and all of them, they're all coming through and surrounding you with this loving, healing energy, and they want to help you to lighten your burdens and, take more time for self. They don't want you to stress over things. They want you to let go and let God and call upon Archangel Raphael for healing and envision this green light all illuminating all around your lower back, okay? And then also call in Archangel Gabriel to help you nurture yourself as the way you nurture others. And give any worries that you have about finances, give them to the angels. Say, listen, God, I don't know how I'm going to get through whatever next month or next year. I don't see a way, but I know you have a way. So you know, please just lead me in the right direction and help me to, you know, let go of any fears I have associated with these things. And I believe your back will start feeling better if you do that. All right? I had to say that. It just came, and, you know, I have to give it if it comes. So
okay.
I hope you take that with you.
I sure will. And I have to ask all of the animals that I had, including the ones I have now, like whenever my time comes to cross over, I will see them and be with them again.
That's my question. I don't. Is that your question? Because I don't. I feel like you know that, right? You know that's absolutely true. Yes, it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah. I have another cat named Misha that had passed too. She was a Siamese. She died a few years ago. Is there anything that she had anything to say to me about? And is she what Lucy?
Well, let's do that real quick because we're coming towards the end of the show. So,
sure.
Can you do that real quick, Julie? And we're running a little
overtime.
Is that okay with you? Is it okay with you for us to run a little bit overtime?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so her name is Misha?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just ask Misha to come in.
I appreciate
Misha
it.
Comes through as very happy, but also very, I want to say into herself, meaning like she knows she's beautiful. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes. Okay. So let me just see if she wants to show me something. So the next thing she showed me was her just super peaceful, kind of like curled up snoozing. And the message was that she had such a peaceful experience with you when she was with you on the physical plane. It was just pure contentment, pure peace.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sending you tons of love. I mean, this is like one beautifully content cat. So I hope that helps you.
All right.
Okay.
I hope
it is.
Okay, Vernell, we really appreciate you calling today, and we send you love, light, and angel blessings. And we're going to put you on hold. You can continue listening to the show. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you all. Wow, the time is really flying. We can stay a few more minutes if you can do it, Julie. We have more callers on the line. Do you feel up for another quick one?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that. Let's go to another one. Okay, this is Charlotte from Utah, and she would like a mini pet reading as well. Charlotte, you're on the air.
Good morning. Afternoon, I guess.
Hi, Charlotte.
Yep, it's afternoon in New York here, 3:00 here.
Yeah. So I have a border collie named Hattie, who she's brilliant on sheep, except we're having some trouble with her going to the left. And this is maybe won't make sense to you, but I think when you ask her the question, it will make sense to her. When she goes to the right, she goes, beautiful out the way she's supposed to. But when she goes to the left, she cuts in real tight, spooks the sheep. Can you ask her what's going on with that? Because it's like really frustrating. And I'm like, want to work with her on it, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay, let me just invite Hattie's energy in for a second. Okay, she comes in very much at attention, like very much ready to go. Like, I'm here, I'm at attention, I'm ready to go. Okay, so let me see.
She said going.
And you might have to ask her in it with the come by, because come by is what I ask her when I ask her to go left, so she might understand that better.
Okay. All right, so let's see what she has to say here. Yeah, there's something. She is showing me there's something that she doesn't like about it. Let's see here. Just going to ask her, I'm curious if this is a message for you that she's trying to communicate. So she's giving me the feeling of, I'm trying to figure out how to put this to words. The feeling of a barrier, that's something that, there's something that's not giving in your life that's, you don't feel like there's any wiggle room to adjust. I don't know what this is, though. And it feels like there's something that it feels like resistance, that you have resistance to something.
Well, that could be several different things, you know, life in
general.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask her how the situation can get better. Letting down your walls is what I just heard. So if you feel like there's an area in your life where you have walls up, letting down your walls, being more open. It's so cool because when an animal comes through with a lesson like this, if you actually if you take in their message and you try to work on that, in your life, you're going to see an improvement in their behavior. They're going to reflect what you're doing and what you're working on. So, yeah. So it's something to think about, definitely, for you. Maybe think about where you're being a little rigid in your life and where you can relax more.
Mm-hmm.
And then see, you know, work on that and then see if you see her improving.
I will definitely work on that because, seriously, she's so talented and such a joy, you know, to be around. I don't have any complaints about her whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, the way she first came through, where she was like, I am so ready to go and do whatever you want me to do. Yeah, she's really beautiful energy.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks
well,
so
I will
much,
definitely try that then and do some reflecting and see what's going on with me that's causing that block. That's so interesting.
Yeah. They always want us to work on, you know, how to be our best selves and live our best lives. So I think she's coming through with some help for you there.
Perfect.
That sounds fabulous, Julie. I really enjoy listening to these readings as well. And I hope, Charlotte, I hope you find that helpful. And I'd like to put you back on hold now. You can continue listening to the show. And we appreciate your call today.
Thanks.
Hope you continue listening to Angelic Realms Radio. Thank you. Angel blessings. Wow. Julie, I want folks to be able to get in contact with you. We had a fabulous turnout here today in the chat room and also on the lines. We still have more people waiting on hold. And I just want them to know where they can get in touch with you. What's the best way to do that?
Sure. They can go to my website, which is julie-ulrich.com. My last name is spelled U-L-R-I-C-H, so it's julie-ulrich.com. and that's where I have all of my information. You can read more about me. You can look at all the services that I offer, and you can message me. You can send me an email through the website. You can also purchase a session on the website, and I'll schedule it with you. If you just have a question, you can email me at contact@julieulrich.com. Sorry, contact@julie-ulrich.com, just like my website. And, yeah, I'd love to hear from anyone who has any questions or would like a session.
Fantastic. And do you have any events coming up, anything like that, any public events, anything, workshops, anything like that going on?
Yes. As of now, I know of an event in December, on December 9th here in New York City. It's called Spirit Walk Holiday Fair, and I'll be there all day from 10 to 8. And I'll be giving animal communication readings, and I'll also be giving a lecture at some point during the day about animal communication. And that information will be on my website. I just found out about it, so it's not on my website yet, but it will be very soon. You can go to the events page of my website, and I'll also be posting it on my Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook at Julie Ulrich Intuitive.
That's awesome. So it sounds like a very exciting event coming up, and perfect, you know, the holiday season, and should be a nice mm-hmm. turnout. Sharona, anything that you would like to mention to our guests today that are listening, or anyone that listens later in archive, any events and things that maybe you have going on that you want to share?
Well, personally, I don't have any events coming up, but we do, you and I, we're going to be back on the air with Angelic Realms, and we are going to have such an amazing guest. Her name is Sylvia Chapel, and I know her. She's as a volunteer for the Edgar Casey Center of New York. But she's been there for many years, including she was one of our chair people. And she's going to be talking about the Akashic Records and also about her work as a past life regressionist. And she has helped many people, including myself. You've heard about the word about ascension and finding your path of why you're here. So I'm really looking forward to that in 2 weeks. Right here, same station, same network.
That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that, too. I love anything to do with past lives. It's so interesting. Well, we have, you know, there's been a lot of people on the line today. If we didn't get to your call, we hope that you will call back again on future shows here on Psychic Talk Network, the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and also get in touch with Julie Ulrich. And if you'd like to schedule a private session with her, that would be fantastic. So if you enjoyed today's show, remember that Angelic Realms Radio airs on Psychic Talk Radio Network every first and third Sundays of the month, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. And all of our shows are recorded and archived, so you can also listen to past shows by visiting psychictalk.net or angelpractitioners.com. And a great way to make sure that you never miss a show is to join our growing Facebook group, Angelic Realms, and also like our Facebook page, Angel Practitioners. If you prefer, you can email an email reminder. You can join my email list. Send a message to me, maria@angelpractitioners.com. That's maria@angelpractitioners.com. And include the word radio in the subject line, and I will send you reminders when we have upcoming shows so that you don't miss them. You can also get in touch with Sharona and send her an email if you need to about anything, Sharona@angelpractitioners.com. And like Sharona said, you know, we'll be back in 2 weeks, Sunday, November 4th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern with our special guest, intuitive tarot counselor, Sylvia Chapel. and we're excited to be talking with her about past lives and Akashic Records, and we will be taking your calls again on that show. So, you know, please keep in touch with us, and we look forward to talking to you again and having some more fun on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. Julie, thank you so much for joining us today. You were very generous with your time. We went over. We had to do it. I'm so glad you were able to do it, because there's so many people on the line, and I know they were all excited to get messages, and the pet lovers around the world, just like myself. This was really, really a great gift to everyone today. So we appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much, Maria. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having
me. You're welcome. And Sharona, always fabulous. Great time doing the show with you. I look forward to all the future shows we'll be doing. And we'll be back in 2 weeks, Sunday, November 4th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. Until then, Sharona and I wish you all angel blessings.
Medicine is one of the most difficult, fast-paced, yet rewarding paths you can take. You can set out on your own and navigate the student loans, the bureaucracies, and systems that define a typical medical career. Or you can apply for the U.S. Army's Health Professions Scholarship Program and launch yourself into a medical career like no other. Your tuition will be completely covered, and when you graduate med school, you'll learn from and work with some of the most elite minds in medicine. That's the Army difference. Learn more and apply today at goarmy.com/HPSP.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer, all the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.